It's nearly 20 years, which is a really long time. To be honest, because of the way that the band finished, it was just wiped the floor, really, for all of us. So it was, you know, just actually impossible to even think about for at least a decade. But, you know, after a while, we had a lot of people sort of suggesting and lots of fans who have stayed loyal, which is very nice. Can't believe people are still interested, but there you go. And a lot of encouragement to get back together. But it's not been easy. People have jobs and families. Most guys just don't
appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better. How have you kept in touch with the band over the years? Has it felt very natural to be back together? Because you're going to do some shows as well, aren't you? Has that been sort of, has it been an easy transition from not working together to working together again?
Yeah, it's been fine, actually. I mean, we've always been in touch. We've always been mates. We've always been in touch. And we complain about our lives and bitch about our friends. I don't know. What normal people do, you know. So
yeah.
So working together, I know it's a different relationship, but actually, creatively, I think that's one of the reasons I never did anything else musically, because that was where I clicked, and it just doesn't happen that often. Working with Emma is really great, actually. It's quite nerve-wracking, you know, to come back after 20 years, and it's a bit surreal, actually. The Roundhouse was booked, you know, we're going to be playing there 6th of May.
Yeah.
The sort of solidity of having that date suddenly meant I didn't sleep properly for about 2 nights, just thinking, oh, what have I done? What have I agreed to? This is a nightmare. But, you know, it is this kind of door that's been opened, and you just think, well, we've got to do this. It will be a really good thing. And actually every step of it, you know, sitting with Emma or discussing stuff or, you know, trying to think about what else we're going to do or just, you know, everything's been really, really great, actually. So it suddenly feels like you're slipping back into a kind of warm bath.
The 90s are really fashionable again at the moment, aren't they? Are you sort of aware of that and the aesthetic, the music?
I'm so deeply unaware of everything. My daughter was saying that she was listening to some compilation. She was, I like that song by The Verve, and I liked this and I like that. And I just, you know, I have to keep my mouth shut because if I say anything, then she gets really annoyed. But I just thought, okay, so that's interesting that a 14-year-old is drawn to listen to that.
New material is in the pipeline, that's what we were told. Have you been writing together again?
We are thinking about it.
Right.
It's all quite nebulous at the moment. We are having to take one step at a time. I mean, to be honest with you, trying to work out the chords to half the songs that we're going to, you know, be playing live, I actually had to sit in front of YouTube for about 2 days trying to find footage where I can actually see what I'm doing with my hand on the fretboard, because I've got no idea what some of those chords are anymore, and it's incredibly time consuming. So we are taking one thing at a time. We'll see what develops.